A former worker from the paper mill in Dryden says he is feeling vindicated today. News broke this morning with new evidence that mercury contamination has been found in a spot Klaas Glowacki says he knew about all along. A few years ago, Glowacki says guilt drove him to write a letter to the chief of Grassy Narrows First Nation. That's the community that has been experiencing symptoms of mercury poisoning for decades. Glowacki alleged that in 1972, he was instructed to bury 50 barrels containing mercury in a hidden spot near the mill site. Those allegations were made public last spring and quickly dismissed by the Ontario government. This morning, the environmental group Earthroots says its volunteers, along with two Toronto Star newspaper reporters, did their own sampling in the area and discovered evidence of contamination. The CBC's Jody Porter spoke with Klaas Glowacki today after the news broke, and he began by explaining what he first told Grassy Narrows about the hidden barrels.
Well, I told him that we had emptied out this salt vat, and as we were emptying out the salt vat, I was coming across veins of mercury from the very top, and as we got closer to the bottom, there was mercury that was pooling on my shovel, which meant, you know, there was a significant amount of mercury in the vat itself. And then we buried it, and the way the barrels were buried, it made me wonder whether or not it'd be leaking. And of course, after 40 years, was anybody monitoring the site itself where the barrels were buried?
And after you came forward with this, after it was made public, the Ministry of Environment here in Ontario said they had a look for evidence of what you said and didn't find any. How did that make you feel?
Well, it kind of belittled me, to say the least, you know, and kind of saying like, you little liar, pants on fire type thing, you know. I knew what I did, and I knew where the mercury is more or less buried. When I talked to the ministry, they had turned around and said, well, I guess it's in the bark pile. And that was a basic conversation that we had. It didn't ask me any real specifics as to where the mercury had been buried. And
so do you think it's just that the ministry wasn't looking in the right spot?
Yes, exactly. They had the attitude, as I might say, as to where they thought it was. It was under 30 feet of bark. They're not going to pursue it. It's not going to go anywhere.
And then what is it that you told Earthroots that helped them in their latest discovery?
They researched the archives and came up with more pictures of the area, aerial photographs. And of course, the road system behind the mill had changed. There was a new road put in. And I was able to coordinate between the pictures, the newer pictures and the older pictures, and look at the differences in the topography and the landscaping and say, oh, hey, this looks familiar. And was able to circle the spots where I thought it was more realistic.
And so now we've learned today that Earthroots did some sampling, that they have found some mercury that they say needs further investigation. How are you feeling now that this is coming out?
I feel vindicated. I feel relieved, and the fact that now that they found it, the Grassy Narrows First Nation can go in there and ask the government to have it cleaned up and then pursue the river and have that cleaned up.
And I understand you've heard from the ministry again today?
They had called shortly after you had, looking for some information, further information as to where this possible mercury site is now.
And how are you feeling about helping them out?
Reluctant, of course. Very reluctant. If they want me to come out there and dig a few holes for them and show them exactly where it is. Put your money where your mouth is. They owe me an apology, but I think they also should give me a pat on the back and say, wow, thank you very much for doing this for us and for the environment and such. And what they owe the people to Grassy Narrows is an apology for 40 years of saying that there was no more mercury in the river system or no more mercury leaking into their water table, that possibly some financial, further financial support in helping them recover from the ails that have attacked them, I guess, over the 40 years of mercury consumption that they're struggling with.
Do you, you're a former worker, do you get the sense there are other former workers out there dealing with health concerns that you have because of the mercury you dealt with?
Well, with the group, the individual group that I worked at the time, I think I was the youngest, and I'm 65, so I don't know exactly if there's anybody still alive out of that group and whether they're ailing from it. I hope not. I hope they're not suffering. And if they are, I hope the government tracks them down and helps them out.
Thank you very much for making time for me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Jody.